Good afternoon. This is Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time update on Hurricane Dorian. Dorian right now is centered just 45 miles east of Charleston, South Carolina. The northwestern eyewall of Dorian is scraping along portions of the northern South Carolina coast. Maximum sustained winds right now are 110 miles per hour, and Dorian is now moving off to the north-northeast at about 8 miles per hour. During the last hour or so, we've had numerous reports of wind gusts in and around Charleston Harbor in the 70 to 80 mile per hour range. We're also seeing rain bands moving onshore, especially in southeastern North Carolina during this morning and into this early afternoon, that are producing several tornadoes, and tornado watches and warnings have been in effect for those areas. Dorian is now beginning to move off away from the southern South Carolina coast and will be moving near the rest of the South Carolina coast and into North Carolina as we move through today and into tonight. And the center is going to move near or right over the North Carolina coast and the Outer Banks overnight tonight and into early Friday. So we have a hurricane warning in effect for the entire coast of South Carolina and the entire coast of North Carolina. Tropical storm warnings in effect for southeastern Virginia, Hampton Roads area, the southern Chesapeake Bay, and the Maryland and Virginia eastern shore. You can see the large wind field associated with Dorian. So, and the hurricane force winds are going to scrape right along the coast. Tropical storm conditions could spread inland across portions of eastern North Carolina and southeastern Virginia as the storm moves off to the northeast tonight and Friday. In terms of the storm surge risk, we have a storm surge warning in effect from Edisto Beach, South Carolina, all the way up to Pocosin, Virginia. That includes places like the Albemarle and Pamlico Sounds, Hampton Roads area. We're expecting 5 to 8 feet of inundation above ground level, particularly in this area along the northern South Carolina coast in the next couple hours with the high tide. 4 to 7 feet of inundation across much of the North Carolina coast is expected, including Pamlico and Albemarle Sounds, 2 to 4 feet. Again, still dangerous storm surge in Hampton Roads and southeastern Virginia. As we look at the rainfall is becoming an even more serious threat today and tomorrow. There is a high risk of flash flooding across much of northeastern South Carolina and the southeastern portion of North Carolina. That's the type of flash flooding that typically is life-threatening, with 10 to 15 inches of rain expected. So this is something you'll definitely want to pay attention to. Even if you're away from areas that could be affected by storm surge and the highest winds, the flash flooding could become a big danger as we move through the next 24 hours or so. I'm Mike Brennan at the National Hurricane Center. Stay tuned for more updates on Hurricane Dorian.